Hey guys, welcome back to the Dragon Guide. Welcome back to a brand new video. This is part 8 of What If Ash Fully Evolved All His Pokemon. Ash and friends travel to Lavender Town to catch the ghost Pokemon so Ash can defeat Sabrina. Just like the canon, they reach the Pokemon Tower where the ghost Pokemon live, and Ash faces a few challenges. But there's a slight difference. The biggest challenge this time being that when Ash tries to catch the ghost Pokemon, they steal Ash's Pokemon egg and they start playing with it, prompting Bulbasaur to come out of its Pokeball on its own and attacking Haunter in a very serious way to protect the egg. Now, Bulbasaur tries to take on Haunter but only ends up getting tired and being unable to land a single hit on Haunter, who is constantly laughing and making fun of Bulbasaur throughout the battle. Seeing this as an opportunity, Team Rocket manages to steal Pikachu and the Pokemon egg from Haunter due to its carelessness. Now, Bulbasaur really tries to protect Pikachu and the Pokemon egg but is too tired and loses. This makes the host Pokemon realize that Team Rocket is serious and this is not fun and games anymore. This is when they team up with Ash and Bulbasaur to defeat Team Rocket. The ghost Pokemon utilize Lick to paralyze Team Rocket, who is then knocked away by Bulbasaur's Razor Leaf. Now, with a combined effort, now that they've defeated Team Rocket, Haunter gives the Pokemon egg back to Ash and befriends Bulbasaur and apologizes to Ash and Bulbasaur, who understand Haunter and are quick to forgive it. Ash and Bulbasaur then, along with Pikachu, have fun with the ghost Pokemon trio, only for Ash to decide to not catch Haunter as he would never want to take it away from his friends. But just like the canon, Haunter decides to join Ash, seeing Ash to be the first human being not to be scared of it but actually be kind and friendly towards it. Ash meanwhile is still adamant as to he will not catch Haunter until Haunter decides himself, and for now he and Haunter agree to travel together to help Ash win the gym battle at Saffron City. Just like the canon, Ash gets back to challenge Sabrina, but Haunter disappears only to cause Brock and Misty to be captured and turned to dolls. Ash is saved from an angry Sabrina by the same man who had saved him earlier and asked him to get the ghost Pokemon, only for the man to reveal himself to be Sabrina's father and tell Ash Sabrina's backstory, asking him to save his daughter. Then they both find Haunter like the canon, but Haunter does not want to battle. Ash somehow convinces Haunter to join him in the gym. Now, as they return to challenge Sabrina the second time during the same day, she accepts only to send out Kadabra, and now Ash calls for Haunter, who disappears again only to reappear and make Sabrina laugh. Now, just like the canon, Sabrina is ready to give Ash the badge as per her father for helping her out, but Ash, hearing this, denies the badge and asks for a proper battle, and everyone is convinced seeing Ash's determination. Now, Sabrina sends out Kadabra, and Ash, recalling his previous battle against Starmie, which was also a psychic type, sends out Beedrill, noticing that it has an advantage. Now, Ash calls for a Fury attack, which Kadabra dodges easily with a teleport, and Beedrill is hit by a Psybeam from behind. Beedrill though is not confused but still has taken a direct hit. Ash then calls for a String Shot on Kadabra's spoon, which is a super weird tactic, and surprises Sabrina and catches her off guard. Ash then calls for a Fury Cutter, which is super effective and lands because Sabrina was too shocked to counter. Both Pokemon have taken damage as Sabrina calls for a Recover, only for Ash to counter that with a String Shot that completely covers Kadabra, and Ash follows it up with a Fury Cutter, which lands before a Recover could work. Ash tries to repeat this strategy, only for Sabrina to teleport and use Confusion on Beedrill, which lands too. The two Pokemon are equally damaged at this point, and the Recover was unsuccessful. Ash, during the battle, realizes again about how Swarm, the ability of Beedrill, could help the type effectiveness against psychic Pokemon increase more and more. So, he asks Beedrill to use String Shot again and again after failing the last time, making Beedrill doubt Ash's intentions again, but he does it anyway. As Kadabra hits Beedrill again and again with a Psybeam, which is a direct hit, leaving Beedrill with anything in the tank, activating its Swarm ability, which Ash celebrates as Beedrill notices it and is slightly upset and starts to feel low. But Ash calls for Beedrill to fly around at high speeds and then suddenly calls for a Fury Cutter, which, due to being super effective and the damage boost given from the Swarm ability, manages to knock out Kadabra as Beedrill does not join Ash in his celebration of the badge, which Ash totally is ignoring, to making it worse for Beedrill. Now, Ash does win the Marsh Badge as Sabrina and her dad thank him for helping them, as Ash and friends decide to leave up the city after healing at the Pokemon Center. Ash has still not noticed how Beedrill feels. Beedrill, from its previous experiences with Ash and this recent battle, can only think of Ash wanting it due to his swarm ability and nothing else. Meanwhile, Haunter decides to stay with Sabrina just like the canon as Ash and friends decide to leave for Celadon City. But before they could leave, is stopped by Sabrina's father, who ends up gifting him a training machine, a TM, for the move Psychic, for helping him and Sabrina out so much, and a gang continues their adventure. Now, while traveling on Route 7 towards Celadon City, Ash calls Professor Oak, and Ash is advised by Professor Oak to catch more Pokemon, as he also learns from Professor Oak that Gary already has 5 badges. And later, Ash is agitated because of the same news and notices a Mankey which manages to steal Brock's rice ball, and this leads to Ash following it to catch it, only to see Mankey bullying an Abra, which also can be found on Route 7 in all the games. So Ash confronts the Mankey and scares it away by calling out Charmander and asking it to use Flamethrower. And then Ash checks if Abra is okay and befriends the Abra by offering it some food, only for the Mankey to return and start attacking both of them as Ash shields the Abra and asks Charmander to battle Mankey, which Charmander wins, annoying Mankey, causing it to evolve into a Primeape. Ash then, with the help of Charmander, is able to defeat Primeape, as Charmander, on taking Ash's command, utilizes a Flamethrower to overheat the ground, making Primeape lose its balance, and hits Primeape with a scratch as Primeape counters with a seismic toss. Both Pokemon weak, Ash calls for a Flamethrower, only for Charmander to use an unknown attack which defeats Primeape as it runs away. But do not worry, this is not the last time we will see Primeape. The move later is discovered to be Dragon Breath as per the Pokédex. With Primeape finally gone, Ash decides to comfort Abra. Team Rocket shows up and captures Pikachu and Ash. Ash then calls for Abra to help Charmander help them escape, but it only ends up teleporting itself and Charmander to Ash in the cage. Ash then asks Abra to teleport outside the cage with Charmander so it can melt the lock from the outside, only for the two Pokemon to be caught by Meowth, who easily defeats a fatigued Charmander and starts laughing at how weak and helpless Abra is, as Ash constantly encourages Abra to not give up from inside the cage. Abra then starts crying and, in his emotional state of distress, teleports Ash, Charmander, Pikachu and itself back to where Ash had first saved him. Ash, worried about Abra, hugs it and tells it to open its eyes and see that it had saved them all. Abra, very happy on noticing this, stops crying, only for Team Rocket to appear again. Ash this time asks for Abra to help Charmander by following Ash's commands. Ash asks Abra to teleport Charmander to various random positions that Ash calls and Charmander to use Flamethrower continuously. The combination of this vanishing Charmander with Flamethrowers from various directions is too much for Team Rocket to handle and they are defeated. Meanwhile, a familiar shadow is watching all of it take place from distance. As Ash is about to leave after thanking Abra and teaching it to believe in its own strength, the Abra teleports to Charmander and starts to cry again. This is when Brock and Misty arrive, and after hearing everything, Misty suggests that Ash catches Abra, and once Ash proposes this to Abra, it agrees and is caught by Ash and sent to Professor Oak's lab. As a gang of heroes notices that they are close to Celadon City, Ash is very happy with him for catching Abra and celebrates as a gang leaves, only to be followed from afar by a familiar looking Pokemon, Primeape. After a small amount of traveling, Ash and gang finally arrive in Celadon City, only for Ash, like the canon, to be blacklisted from the gym due to his distaste of perfumes, only for him to then find out Team Rocket tied to a tree and blacklisted just like him. Ash decides to take the help to get his shot at the gym battle by utilizing Team Rocket's disguising skills and disguises himself as Ashley and learns about Erica and manages to get an entry into the gym. Now, once Ash has gained entry into the gym, he challenges Erica, who accepts a 3-on-3 battle, only for the battles to just go on like the canon, with Tangela battling Bulbasaur and Bulbasaur losing, Whipinmail battling Charmander and Whipinmail losing, followed by Gloom vs Charmander, which is interrupted by Team Rocket, who, like the canon, detonate a bomb causing a fire in the gym, and Ash ends up saving Gloom from the fire just like the canon, prompting Erica to offer him the badge for his bravery, which Ash denies, which Ash respectfully denies, saying he wants to earn the badge, leading to them setting up a rematch in 3 days once the situation at the gym is more settled down. Now, for the rest of the day, Ash decides to research about Erica's Pokemon with Brock and Misty and realizes that they are weak to fire, flying, and psychic type Pokemon. prompting Ash to bring in his newly caught Abra for this gym battle and sending Beedrill to Professor Oak for the time being. Which takes a hit on Beedrill's confidence even more because the Pokemon does not know the real reason he was sent to Professor Oak's lab. Abra though is very happy to see Ash and Pikachu. Now, on day 1 of training, Ash realizes that Abra does not know any psychic type moves apart from teleport, to which Misty reminds Ash of the TM psychic he received from Sabrina's father, which Ash ends up utilizing to teach Abra the move psychic, which only increases the Pokemon's confidence further. Ash then spends the rest of the day training Pidgeotto, Charmander, Abra and Pikachu against each other, while at night he introduces Abra to Water Turtle and Bulbasaur. For day 2, Ash asks Pidgeotto to battle Pikachu and Charmander to battle Abra, which Abra at first is unable to do, but by the end of day 3, Abra has got the hang of battling and gained some confidence as Pikachu has managed to learn Electro Ball, meanwhile Pidgeotto and Charmander have gained some battle sharpness. While the training was happening, I also wanted to remind you guys that Ash had also allowed Brock and Misty to train Horsea and Tentacool with Water Turtle as Bulbasaur rested with the egg looking after it throughout the 3 days. Now, the day for the battle against Erica arrives as she sends out Tangela and Ash sends out Pidgeotto. Erica calls for a Bullet Seed as Ash calls for Pidgeotto to dodge and land an Aerial Ace, which is super effective. Tangela then uses Constrict to pull in Pidgeotto and also launches a Stun Spore which lands and causes paralysis on Pidgeotto. The paralyzed Pidgeotto is then hit by a Bullet Seed. Ash calls for Pidgeotto to use Gust only to fail and be hit by a Vine Whip in return. Pidgeotto finally breaks out of paralysis and lands a Gust which lands, and with both Pokemon now weak, they go at it again with a Vine Whip and Aerial Ace respectively, ending the battle in a draw. Erica then sends out a Whippin' Bell and Ash sends out Abra, straight away asking for Psychic, which is super effective against Whippin' Bell. Whippin' Bell then goes for Acid, which does land and poisons Abra along the damage that it gives, but Ash then calls for Abra to constantly teleport, which makes Whippin' Bell unable to attack. And then suddenly Ash calls for Abra to teleport behind Whippin' Bell and use Psychic, which is super effective again and knocks out Whippin' Bell as Ash celebrates with a poisoned Abra about the victory and then recalls it because he did not want Abra to sustain any further damage from the poisoning. Erica, impressed by Ash, sends out a Gloom only for Ash to then send out Charmander. Erica calls for an Acid which lands and Ash calls for a Flamethrower which is super effective. Ash then calls for an Ember which Gloom then tanks and counters with a Stun Spore, paralyzing Charmander. Erica then calls for a Giga Drain which heals Gloom and damages Charmander simultaneously. Ash continuously asks Charmander to use Flamethrower only to fail due to paralysis as Erica then asks for a Solar Beam which takes charging. And as Gloom charges and launches the Solar Beam, Charmander finally breaks free of paralysis and in the last second tries to counter Solar Beam with a huge Flamethrower as Ash is calling out its name. Charmander is on losing end of the clashes of these two powerful moves as the Flamethrower was launched a little too late. But Charmander does not want to lose here and is trying to give its all to win this battle for Ash, as Ash is still calling out for Charmander to not give up and continuously fight back. This desire to not lose and keep getting stronger in the battle forces Charmander to get stronger and stronger, only for it to then eventually glow and evolve into a Charmeleon, which then due to its new gained fire powers overpowers the strong Solar Beam and defeats Gloom, winning Ash the Rainbow Badge as Erica congratulates Ash and Charmeleon. Now, as Ash celebrates the victory for his latest gym badge with Brock, Misty, Pikachu, Charmeleon does not seem very interested in joining them. But for now, Ash decides to ignore it and focuses on the happy moment. He receives Erica's respect for winning the battle and also finally accepts that maybe perfumes are actually good, gaining Erica's respect on that front too. Now, with all this done and achieved, Ash and gang are very happy with the recent events and decide to leave on for the next destination. So guys, that's it. That is for part 8 of What If Ash Fully Evolved All His Pokemon, and a lot of things happened. So guys, that's it for part 8 of What If Ash fully evolved all his Pokemon. Things are starting to pick up. Ash is getting, you know, better and better with each battle. He's catching more Pokemon. He's winning more badges. Just tell me what you thought about this recent episode. Sorry for the delay about it, because I wanted this episode to include 2 gym battles and that was really hard. And I also wanted it to be a little different and, you know, for each consecutive episode from now on to be different as compared to the original story, and we're doing that. So that's all for this video, and I really hope you liked it. Comment, give me your opinions, give me your views, and that's it for now. Peace, Dragon Guide, and subscribe, like, share, and I'll see you.